Hello and welcome to Free and Cheap NYC, coming to you today from the Sunflower Diner in Manhattan. These are
Angela Church
and Mayan Schneider, and we're here every week telling you about free and cheap quality things to do in and around our amazing city.
Starting tomorrow at noon and going through Sunday at 6 p.m., we have the Dumbo Arts Festival.
Flying elephants?
Flying elephants.
Flying elephants!
Do you remember when they got drunk?
In the movie,
and they saw the bubble elephants?
I need to watch this movie again.
It was really funny. It actually freaked me out when I was a kid, but now I find it very hysterical.
Traumatized by Disney movies? Write to us at WBAI.org.
Yes. There's probably a master's thesis in how I've been traumatized by Disney movies over the years. Okay, so anyway, but the Dumbo Arts Festival,
in addition to flying elephants,
is a three-day celebration of the neighborhood art with all kinds of artistic installations, nice. Exhibitions, and live performances. People over 500 artists are participating. And they'll be located under the space under the arch and in Brooklyn Bridge Park. And they are also, quite a few of them, opening their studios for tours and discussions. So if you're into new art, and everyone should be, because support, you know, your local artist, Dumbo is just a wonderful area for that.
That sounds amazing. And another festival for you to check out, because who said summer being over means there are no outdoor festivals and no beautiful festivals?
That's right. We're keeping you outdoors, folks.
Yes. Stay outdoors as long as we can. Is the 9th annual New York Gypsy Festival.
Wait, 9th?
9th. Where were we for the first 8, right?
I know.
Okay. We were living a dark, dark life until then.
Under a rock.
Under a rock. So come out from under your rock and come to the 9th annual New York Gypsy Festival through October 5th. Featuring artists from India, Turkey, Macedonia, Italy, France, the Netherlands, and the U.S. Most of the shows are going to be at Drome downtown in Manhattan. But there's also a swing festival dedicated to the music of Django Reinhardt. And that takes place at the Michael Schimmel Center at Pace University. You can check out our site for links to the event's website and to the YouTube links of the specific performers performing at this festival. So check
excellent.
It out.
Excellent. What an excellent thing for you to take your kids to as well, to introduce them to new instruments.
Yeah. And
new sounds.
Costumes
really.
Are beautiful. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah. Very excited.
Check
awesome.
It out.
And on Sunday, the 29th, from 11 to 4, there is an event called Sneak Peek.
Mm.
Peek being spelled P-E-A-K.
Like the peak of a mountain.
Yes. You're going to sneak up on it.
All right.
As if you could.
Mm.
Or not you personally, but anybody.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe we can.
I don't know. We can try.
We have to find the back part of the mountain.
That's right. We can try and sneak up
exactly.
on it. Exactly. But the Freshkills Park, this is in Staten Island. It's a one-day festival that celebrates this park becoming New York City's landfill to park masterpiece.
Wonderful.
It's an icon for the 21st century, they say. I got this old school postcard, non-internet marketing.
Oh, why? Right.
Which is kind of new for
amazing,
me. Yeah, because I'm not new, but kind of a
new and old.
New and old at the same time.
Very
anyhow,
cool.
But you can preview what the park offers as it opens in phases in the coming years, and you can experience the land transformation and renewal for yourself.
Nice.
They're
going to
have at this festival kayaking, biking, kite making, ponies,
nice.
Art, games. Petting zoo.
Oh
yeah,
God.
There's lots of fun stuff. They're really going all out for this, and I definitely trying to support that and support what they're doing to restore this area of Staten Island.
I love it.
Excellent.
I love it. And last but definitely, definitely not least is the Rock and Roll Poster Bowl at the Brooklyn Bowl this Sunday, the 29th. At 12 noon.
Excellent.
It's fantastic. So it's basically a display and sale of posters, psychedelic posters from the 60s and 70s. Throughout the 60s and 70s, San Francisco-based artist Bonnie McLean created a series of psychedelic posters for rock and roll shows at the famed Fillmore Theater in San Francisco. Her work, which touts such artists as The Who and The Doors, will be on display at the free event. You can meet the artist, Ms. McLean, view the posters, and bid on them to see if you maybe can take one or two of them home
take
with you.
Take a baby home. Yeah, you do have to pay for that, though.
You have to pay before you go. You have to remember to pay, and
for
then
the
you take the posters.
Yes.
Just like buying anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, don't just walk away with them. But
don't walk
but
away
going
with them.
To the event is free, so
yeah,
so
it'll
enjoy
be
that.
Fantastic. So check it out, Brooklyn Bowl this Sunday.
Excellent. For more information and to explore these activities, visit our website at WBAI.org and click on Free and Cheap NYC.
Woo-hoo.
A big thank you to the Sunflower Diner for hosting us this week.
Thanks, guys.
This has been
Mayan
and Angela on
Free and Cheap NYC.